Okay, good evening, everyone. It is tonight is the 46th shiur in Da'as Tefillah. Don't know how else to categorize them other than just the numbers 46. We are in the section dealing with Tefillos Avos Tiknum. Welcome, Adina, in the background. Hello. Let's review where we're up to. Very, very deep stuff. The Rav Rakovsky is explaining to us here that the Avos, right? Because we have three Avos, we have three Tefillos. Okay, reasonable. Each one of the Avos wanted to have a signature prayer of some sort. We have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so we ended up with Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. But of course, it's a much, much deeper idea than that. And in fact, we said that it's not that we have three Tefillos. Sorry, we have three Tefillos, and happens to be because we have three Avos, but there are three essential ways that God runs the world. One is through Midas HaChesed, the second is through Midas HaDin, and the third is through Midas HaRachamim. And each one of the Avos was here. What makes them Avos is that they're here to help us understand what one of those Midos are. So that's sort of where we got it. But last week, he kind of took a step back and he said that these three Midos are not just, so to speak, three ways that God relates to the world, but they're three essential pieces to the way the world runs. Three essential pieces to the way the world runs. The first he started with, and again, he's now off of Tefillah and he's off of the Avos. He's just bringing us a step back to very interesting thought. He said that, first of all, is the Midah of Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. The whole world is here because of Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created the world in order to exhibit his Midah HaChesed. It's not, therefore, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exhibits a Midah HaChesed to the world is not accidental. If it wasn't for his desire to do Chesed to the world, there wouldn't be a world. That was the very interesting explanation of the Ramchal. Why did a God who can have everything, why did he create a world? Said the Ramchal, in order to do Chesed. In order to do Chesed. It's a little bit circular, because why does God need anything? But that's the famous approach of the Ramchal. God wanted to be able to do Chesed to something else. You can't be a Baal Chesed, definitionally, unless you have something outside of you to do Chesed to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that he could do Chesed to something else. And that's why the physical world exists. Good. So why doesn't he just shower us with Chesed all of the time? If that's why he created the world. So just give and give and give. And at first glance, that's exactly what we would want. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just give me, give me, give me. The answer that he gives is that Midas HaDin was necessary to make that Chesed much more meaningful. That as meaningful as it is, as exciting as it is to get something, it's even more meaningful to get it when you've earned it. To get it when you've earned it. The greatest things in life are ultimately not the things that we get for free. The greatest things in life are the things that we've earned, the things that we worked hard. I'm sorry if I'm making you dizzy by moving the screen here. The greatest things in life are the things that we worked for and we got badin. Din, of course, doesn't mean punishment. Din means that it's according to the strict letter of the law. As it says in line 3, Lehitiv l'nivraim hatova shlema sheyakablu bezchus v'lo bitzdaka. The greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do to us was to allow us to feel that the things that we got, we actually earned. We weren't getting them as tzedakah. We weren't getting them as chesed. We weren't getting them as chesed. One of the things that's so hard to remember, that when we do chesed for others, the act of doing chesed for another person can make them feel less. can make them feel less important. No one likes, it's human nature to not want to take chesed, to be embarrassed to take chesed from somebody else. We can objectify people who are here for chesed. That's one of the explanations of why there is no bracha before I give tzedakah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to give tzedakah. Why don't I say a bracha before I do that? One of the explanations is because I objectify the person. The person becomes my esrog, right? The person becomes my Hanukkah candles, right? It's a human being. And what we should try to do when we're doing acts of chesed is to somehow have the person not feel like they're needy, have them not feel like a recipient of chesed. No one enjoys that. No one wants to be. No one has to beg door to door. So Midas Hadin is actually an extension of Midas HaChesed. That's what he says here now at the top of the page. Midas Hadin mishtalsheles behechreach mi Midas HaChesed. Interesting. Midas Hadin has to come, it follows on the heels of Midas HaChesed, because Midas HaChesed alone is not such a chesed. To simply be given things without earning them, to simply be the recipient all the time, that's not such a great position to be in. That's not such a chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wanted to do chesed, he wanted to do not chesed at level 1 or level 2. He wanted to do chesed at level 10. Well, you know what chesed at level 10 is? The ability to give someone something that they've earned. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't just create a human being and shower him or her with good. He had to create an entire world. He had to create good and evil. He had to create this massive, massive obstacle course so that we'd have the ability to earn our way, to earn that which we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that sense, be able to fully appreciate the chesed. So explains Rav Rakovsky, it's not simply that there's chesed and the chesed is tempered by din. Din is a sort of chesed, giving us the indication, giving us the impression, giving us the feeling that we earn. Can we really ever earn everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us? Can we really ever earn that? Can we earn all of the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us? What could we possibly have done to earn? Sometimes we ask the opposite question. We ask, what could I possibly have done to deserve this in a negative sense? Did we ever ask that question in a positive sense? Could we ever possibly have earned an entire world? Could we ever possibly have earned all of the things that we have in our life? We couldn't have earned that either. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does us a chesed by creating a structure that we can earn a little bit of it. We can feel like we're earning it. We can take part in creating our own reality and our own reward. And that's why the world, the entire idea of the world, the purpose of the world is built on, first of all, chesed, and second of all, din. And we're going to elaborate on that idea a little further. Yesod ze yesh levaro. Let me explain, he says, this idea that din is helpful for us. That din is a gift that we're judged. Navi kan shnei mahalchim hamavuarim b'sifrei haramchal univar shesharish inyanam echad. He said, we're going to look at two different ways of expressing this. They're slightly different. In the words of the Ramchal, one will be from his Sefer Da'as Tevunos, and the other from the Ramchal's Sefer Derech Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Because of all the Ramchal's Sfarim, those are two of the three that we actually can understand a little bit. Ramchal wrote a lot of Sfarim. Most of them, I have no idea what he's talking about. But Da'as Tevunos, Derech Hashem, and Mesilas Yesharim, those are the ones that we can relate to a little bit. So he's going to take a passage from Da'as Tevunos and then a passage from the Derech Hashem to try to understand this idea that din is necessary for God to provide the ultimate chesed. The Sefer Da'as Tevunos, which we've touched upon a few times, is a discussion between the neshama and the seichel. The neshama and the seichel. Amar haseichel. Hayesod ha'echad she'alav omeid kol habinyan hu. The key foundation which our entire discussion revolves around, says the Ramchal, says the Seichel, says the mind to the neshama. Sheratzah ha'elyon sheyeh adam mashlim et atzmo ve'et kol hanivra bishvilo. God wanted that we should achieve our own perfection. He didn't create us perfect at all. He didn't provide a path for us to simply become perfect automatically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to make yourself. I want you to be mashlim yourself, and through that, to be mashlim the entire world. Unfortunately, we know that some people try to fix the entire world, don't spend a lot of time trying to fix themselves. I think there was once a Michael Jackson song like that, right? That we don't think about the fact that by trying to perfect ourselves, we're actually perfecting the part of the universe that we are assigned to fix. In all of history, we can look through time as a dimension. We can look at time and space. Through all of time and space, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an imperfect world, and he said, I'd like you, humankind, I'd like you to fix it as best as you can, to make it as perfect as possible. Each one of us is a project that we're supposed to work on throughout our lives. We generally think of fixing the world by trying to change things in our surroundings, and that's very important too, and to try to impact other people. But the thing in the world that we have the biggest power to perfect is ourselves. And if everyone could do that throughout history, then the world would reach its point of perfection. And even though the world's not going to be perfect when we came into it or when we leave it, we're going to be judged primarily on the question of, did we perfect ourselves as much as possible? That was our assignment. Fortunately, we spend a lot of time trying to figure out, getting involved in other people's assignments. Okay, so we're helpful with other people's homework, because often we don't like the assignment that we got. Ooh, look at that assignment over there. Ooh, that's an interesting one over there. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us our own challenges, our own shtiklach, our own idiosyncrasies, and he says, fix yourself. Okay, that's the gift that he gave us. He said, you are in charge of fixing yourself. That itself is the biggest zechus and the biggest zechar. Zechuso, why is this the biggest zechus? Because why is it a zechus? Because when we're involved in trying to perfect ourselves, to the extent that we are able to accomplish, we will benefit from our own hard work. We're going to, whatever good we're able to add, whatever bonus it is, it'll be our thing that we accomplished. It'll be our success that we perfected this little part of ourselves. We perfected the little part of the world. I'm not going to care what everybody else did. I'm going to be proud, hopefully, of the little bit that I did to try to make the world a better place. Amar HaNeshama, the Neshama says, Zeish yesod shekolel pinot rabot. Very often the neshama responds to the mind, to the intellect, and says, God, we got to unwrap this. There's a lot here that you just said. V'hineni mamtenes l'shmoa ma tivneh al yesod hazeh. And I'm waiting. I'm anxious to hear what you're going to build on this yesod. Sha'az avchin l'mafreya ma nechlal b'yesod hazeh. Once you've fleshed it out, then I'll understand this very deep idea. Ach davar echad ishael tchila bechla. But let me ask you to start one question. Hayesh tam lama ratzah haratzon ha'elyon b'davar hazeh. Why did God want this? Amar haseichel. Hatam pashut. V'hu taloi b'tshuvas she'ila acheres. The answer why God wanted us to be able to earn our share in the world to come. God wanted us to feel proud about what we're able to accomplish. To understand that, you have to ask another question. Shehu lama ratza habore baruch hu livrol nivraim? Why did God create anything? Says the Neshama, Tashiv atalachav li milsa deshavi latervayu. Because, okay, go on. Good question. Why did God create the world? And again, this is stuff that we did outside, but we get to see it in these famous words of the Ramchal. Amar Haseichel, Mashinuchal lahasig beinyan zehu. What we could possibly understand. We can't understand why God created the world. The little bit that we can understand. Ki akel yisbarach shemo hu tachlis hatov vaday. He is the ultimate in good. Ve'amnam michok hatov hahu lehetiv. God can't need anything. God wasn't missing anything. But once we've made that introductory statement, you can't really be good unless you have somebody to do good to. So it's almost like definitionally God needed, but he is good, but you can't really be good if you don't have anyone to be good to. So we're here to help him. Crazy. As we said before, outside, this is the source of the fundamental idea in Jewish thought in the 1700s by the Ramchal. That's why he created things to do good to them. Ki im ein mekabel, ein hatava. Wow. If there's no one to do good to, then you haven't done good. That's a fascinating idea about the way of the world. We're almost as if we're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu a favor by accepting his gifts. It's hard to understand what that means.
Rabbi Penner, I have a question.
Yeah.
It goes
you only have one? I have a lot of questions. But okay,
ask your question. I have a lot of questions. First, I have three questions. It's like, the neshama, like I would think that you would say that you would sort of say that the neshama is like, oh, talking about like the inner workings. Like, why does he assign that to the seichel? Like, the seichel is more of like, you know,
the seichel is really understanding it.
Understanding
the neshama, like, is
neshama,
right? The seichel is not just the mind. The seichel is like the divine mind. Right, because why does the seichel know it? You know, your head wouldn't know it.
That speaks, I don't know, it just speaks to like that emotional part of us that like wants to grow. Like I would think like the neshama would say like, oh, like our place is to like focus like, you know, on our own soul. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's a strange kind of a thing to say that somehow we're...
Our minds are going to fix ourselves. Like,
right,
that's not
right. So this isn't just the person's mind. It's sort of the divine intellect.
The divine mind, okay.
Right, an intellect, right. That's going
to... It's just, it's okay. And then it goes from saying you have to, like, it's you have to work on yourself, and then it's saying that now we have to create all these other things so we can work on it.
Like, no, so that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right?
Why did God mm-hmm. give us this chore, mm-hmm. this challenge to try to make ourselves into something? So mm-hmm. he explains it was a chesed. Why was it a chesed? Because now he's explaining. Let me just finish the paragraph and then...
Okay.
Okay, good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be... HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be good. He's so good. He's the best ever. To be the best ever, almost definitionally, says the Ramchal, you have to do something for somebody. There was nobody around. So he creates us. Ve'amnam kedei shetiyah ha-hatava hatava shlema. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give us just any kind of good. Yada bechachmaso hanisgava. Kadosh Baruch Hu understood psychology. Shera'ui shiyu hamekablim osa mekablim osa biyagia kapam. He understood that it would never be the ultimate good unless they felt they had earned it themselves. Ki az yihyu hem balei hatov hahu. It's an interesting phrase he uses. Bal hatov. This is my reward. This is what I have earned. And that's why it's meaningful to me. I've earned it. It's my thing, right? How much did you, anybody remember the old Barton's candy things that they sent us home? It was this scam that they convinced children to sell candy at four times the price of the candy. And you would go to school. Let's say, I remember going to Yavne Academy in Patterson, and you'd get this book of stuff that you would get if you sold such and such amount of candy. Stuff you would get. And you did it because of the stuff at the end of the book. Because if you sold like $10,000 of candy, you would get like a $150 prize, which obviously, if you're third grade, is like the greatest thing in the world. It didn't occur to you that you were just lining the pockets of all the people at Barton's, but you would get this thing, and that's what would get you into it, because you'd see the prizes at the end of the book. You'd get an Atari. Remember Atari? You'd get an Atari system. You'd get a TV. You'd get something like that. Inevitably, you never would, because the only people that would pay that much money for candy were your like very close family. So you ended up having these dreams of getting, some great prize, and you'd end up every time getting one of those paddle ball things. That's basically what you got. Every single time you got the paddle ball thing. But you earned the paddle ball thing. And it was very, very special to you, which made you very upset when it broke the next day. Very, very upset. But till it broke, that was yours. You got it. You earned it. That was your prize. And it actually meant something to you, because it was what you got for what you want. And in a very tiny way, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us. We're all children. We're all children. I don't know what we're going to get in Olam Haba. They have all these great dreams and things like that. Yeah, the stuff at the end of the book. I don't think any of us are going to, with all due respect, get to the end of the book and get the TV, whatever the equivalent of that is, at the end of the book. Maybe we'll get a paddleball thing, but it's going to be our paddleball thing. And it'll never break. It'll never break. It'll never break till the end of time. Ki az yuhem bale atovahu. It'll be theirs. V'lo yishar lehem boshes panim v'ha-be. What is that word supposed to be? And they won't have any boshes panim bekabalas hatov. Bekabalas hatov. That's a very idea, big idea in Kabbalah. It's a very big idea in Kabbalah of being embarrassed. Right? We'll get to the next world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will play a video of our lives. And we'll see the good things that we did, and we'll see the bad things that we did. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you know what? I feel bad for you. I really love you. Here's your reward. And it's better than Gehenna. It's better than getting punished. But I'm going to feel like I lived my whole life and I didn't do anything for you, and you just did for me. It's embarrassing. Nama de Kisufa is what's called in the Kabbalah, bread of embarrassment. And here you go. Oh, you didn't really do okay, but here you pretend that you won the game, this most important game of the entire world, which is the game of our lives. You didn't really do so good, but you know what? Here, it's okay. And you go around and you're walking around in Olam Haba, and you're sitting in the mezzanine section, and everybody knows that, perhaps I was supposed to be in the bleachers. And everybody's looking at me in the mezzanine section and like, oh, I wonder how we got a seat over there. And like looking down. It's not the way we want it to be. Ki amavayel. One second. But kamisha mekabel tzedakah meacher. Right? We'll be like a person who accepts tzedakah. It's embarrassing to accept tzedakah. You know what's a nice thing you can do for a person who comes to the door? Thank them for coming. Thank them for coming. Say, Bisimcha, thank you. Thank you for coming over to me. Thank you for feeling you could come over to me. Right? But usually that's not the way a person feels. Val ze amru man da achol de lav delay, biasly stukle ba'ape. Someone who eats something that's not theirs, you're afraid to look in their face. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to do that to us at the end of time. V'ra'a davar nifla mavur b'Yerushalmi. He says an amazing thing you see in the Jerusalem Talmud. Be'inyan din orla. Listen to this. This is already this is already Rav Rakovsky. Mavrich Yolda al gabe zakena. This is talking about grafting. Okay? Grafting. So you graft a young vine onto an older vine. Okay? Im hayolda chaya, if the younger vine is basically living off of the older vine, muteris ba'achila. Okay? Then you can eat it. Mishapaska linog v'omedis b'koach atzma asura midin orla. Once it already has an independent entity, it's usur because of orla. What's talking about? We know there's a law of orla. Last week's parsha. Right? Parsha Kedoshim speaks about orla. For the first 3 years, so you're not allowed to eat a new plant. Okay? A plant tree grows. The first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat from it. Good. But you don't plant the tree in the beginning. You graft it to an older tree. You graft it to an older tree. So what the Yerushalmi tells us is that as long as it's basically living off of the older tree, then it's not considered to be a separate entity yet. There's no orla prohibitions yet. It's not as if we planted something new. As soon as it starts to develop its own roots and live by itself, at that point, it's considered to be its own tree. And at that point, it's considered, well, who cares? Says the Yerushalmi, Ketzad hu yodea. How do we know if a tree is living off of itself or living off of the tree that you grafted it to? Rav Bibi b'shem Rav Chanina. Rav Bibi says in the name of Rav Chanina, listen to this. Im hayu ha'olam hafuchim kalape hayalda. He says, Dover bari shehu chai mikoach hazakena. Okay. The leaves of the new plant, as long as they are facing away from the old plant, so you know that it's not living off of itself. And when the leaves of the grafted plant, the new plant, turn around and face the old plant that it was grafted onto, davar bari shehu chai mikoach hayalda. Simana. This teaches you. It's built into nature. To achol min chavre bahis mistakel be. As long as the young tree in nature, I don't know how to test this out. This is what the Yerushalmi says. As long as the young tree is living off of the old tree, its leaves are turned away from it. It's embarrassed to look at it. We don't want to live off of somebody else. As soon as ha'ochel mishulchan chaveiro bosh lihistakel bepanav. If I'm living off of somebody else, I'm embarrassed to look them in the face. It doesn't mean you go for lunch. You go for lunch, it's great. You try out the food, you enjoy it. But you don't want to go again and again, especially if you can't return the good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a whole system where we are able to earn our keep. We are able to contribute to that. Bishar she habriya, ba'osios, he says further, ba'osios shebehem nivru shamayim va'aretz munach yesod zo. This is not only found in nature, this idea that we're embarrassed to take from something else, but it's found in the letters through which the world was created. Gimel dalet. It's not dalet, by the way. It's dalet. Dalet lamed tuf. The gimel dalet. Gemul dalim. My time up shoot a kare the regal the gimel legabe dalet. Think about a gimel and a dalet. This is the Gemara in Shabbos. Right? The gimel is like a person with their legs stuck out. Shekin darko shel gomel chasodim larutz achal dalim. The gimel is the rich person. The gimel, the gomel chasadim, is the rich person, and they're running after the dalet. A dal is a poor person. The gimel is from the word gomel. Why does gimel come before dalet? Because a gomel, a person who wants to do chesed, runs. That's why the leg of the gimel is sticking out. Runs after the dal, after the poor person. Umay time a pashte kari de dalet legabe gimel. Okay? And why is it that the leg of the Dalet is a little bit back towards the Gimel, the Limsa Leinafshe. Because, right, a Dalet, in the way it's written in the Torah, the Dalet is a little bit back because he doesn't want to be too hard to get. He doesn't want to make the person too hard to catch him, so he slows down a little bit. Why is the Dalet open in the other direction? Because the Dalet is embarrassed to take from the Gimel. In other words, it's built into nature that the Gimel runs after the Dalet, but the Dalet can't look the Gimel in the face. Because no one wants to take tzedakah. No one wants to take chesed. It's very, very difficult. You ever run into somebody who can't take a chesed from you? There are people over the years who I found were not able to take a chesed without needing to give back in such an extreme way. And it was nice that what you did for them was appreciated, but you got the sense that it was more than just that it was appreciated. It's that they couldn't deal with taking from someone else. That's a good thing. They couldn't deal with having to have been on the receiving end. They needed to settle the score. They needed to make it even. They couldn't be in a place where they were the Nebuch receiving from somebody else. It is, of course, a human skill to not only be able to learn to give, but to be able to learn to receive. That's a whole separate inyan, that we do have to be able to learn how to receive and to make people feel good when they're giving to us. But at the end of the day, none of us like to get nothing for free. Chesed Aborei, Hatavoso Hashlema, the Chesed of Hashem, his ultimate good, Makefet et Klal HaBria, the entire Bria, the way plants work, the way the letters are arranged in the alphabet from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Veskola Yitzurim Liten Lehem Hashpasam Bekavud Uvishlemus. That it's built into the world that beings, that creatures, that letters, that plants like to feel a sense of self-esteem. Like to feel that they've accomplished something. Don't like to be given something for nothing. It's built, literally built into the world. Lekach Ritzono Yisparach, and therefore it was his will, Sheyitol HaAdam Escharo Gemulo Ba Din. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to achieve and to earn that which we had. And that, and we'll continue with this idea next year, next week. We'll see how this idea plays out a little bit differently in the Derech Hashem. But it's a very, very interesting way of looking at the difficulties that we go through in life, the difficult times we have, the difficult struggles that we have. And generally, we try to see the silver lining in them. We try to see the silver lining. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, it's really for good, and it'll work out, and you'll see that the thing that you thought was bad will be the secret to good. This is a much more fundamental idea. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a chance to earn our way into Olam Haba. If it was all so simple, if it all came to us like nothing, if it was easy, we sometimes look around to us and we see people who get things in an easy way. They don't have to try us. They don't have the Yetzaharas that we have. They're better at learning than we are. Whatever they read, they remember, and they all those wonderful things. The Ramchal says he turns the whole thing on its head. He said, at the end of the day, you don't want to be the person for whom the world was easy. You don't want to be the person for whom being an Oved Hashem was easy. The biggest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is to make it difficult for us and to therefore allow us when we get to the next world to feel like we did it ourselves. We look around and we see so many people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu made so much more perfect than us and made it so much more easy for them to keep his Torah and his mitzvos. But the biggest chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is to give us challenges, is to make it difficult. Because when we get to the next world, we'll be the ones, the little us, the ones who struggled to keep up, struggled to whatever, we'll get up there and we'll say, you know what, whatever we accomplished because we pushed, because we tried, because we were the Baal of our schar. We weren't created at this level. We weren't created all the way up here. Maybe we're still down here, but we got from point A to point B. And that's going to be the greatest chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to give us. And the fact is that it's not only, and I'll end with this, it's not merely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us gifts and then we won't feel bad about taking the gifts. We'll say, Taka, I did earn that. You know, you really gave me a tough lot. That's okay. I'll take this schar. That's okay. That seems fair, right? You gave me all this garbage. You gave me all this stuff to get through. You gave me all these difficult things. Okay, right? At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so much chesed when we're down here. But that's the way we're going to think. When we get there, we're going to be like, yeah, Taka, I did earn it. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. But it's more than that. It's because the greatest reward that he can give us is simply knowing that we did something good. It's not merely that the things that he does for us we'll feel better about taking. We'll feel better about taking that, because what are we going to get up there anyway? What is he going to give us? He's going to serve us dinner and we're going to feel like, oh, thank you. I think I earned this dinner. What is he going to do for us? Probably the greatest reward that any of us could ever get is the feeling at the end of our lives that we used our lives well. And the greatest punishment that anyone can get is the sense at the end of 120 years that they blew it. So this giving us the ability to feel like we accomplished, to feel like our lives had purpose, to feel like we accomplished, to feel that I'm the Baal of my life, it was very, very difficult. And you needed the whole Miskeret Hadin. You needed evil and you needed bad choices. You needed mistakes. You needed death. You needed illness. All these kinds of things are there in order to be able to give us a little geschmack when we get to the next world and we look at all the difficulties that we had and we say, I did some things well. I got some things right. That is probably the greatest reward HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give to us. And he could only give that to us if he created Din. That's the chesed that he's able to give us at the end of our life. Okay, so we got to see part number two. He's going to add to this in the Derech Hashem. The Ramchal describes this slightly differently in the Derech Hashem, why we needed to earn our own reward instead of being given it. The first one's a psychological piece. The second is sort of a metaphysical piece. And the Mitzvah Hashem will continue with that next week. Have a good day, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Come on.